Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So there's actually a number of measures that you should be looking at to really see what is going on. Some of the measures are sort of early indicators of the disease spread. Some of them are lagging indicators. So for example, testing and how many people are positive is clearly an early warning that the disease is spreading fast. Hospitalizations are a really important measure for a couple of reasons. Number one, this is what we were talking about in terms of flattening the curve, right? We are worried about taxing the healthcare system. Unfortunately, there's a lag between positive cases and hospitalizations. There is an even bigger lag between positive cases and people getting infected and actually death. So there's a number of different metrics that you really want to be looking at from a number of angles. And again, it depends what you're interested in. If you want to know to what extent the healthcare system is being taxed, you absolutely need to be looking at hospitalizations. But the number of positive cases are a predictor of that.
Now, if more testing means more cases, there are, though, some states seeing fewer cases have record number of tests. So what are we learning from that?
So it is something to be expected that as you do more testing, you would see more cases. But if you are simply just reaching out to people who are no longer necessarily showing symptoms, but people that might have been exposed to somebody who has had symptoms, you really would be expecting that the rate of people getting positive results is going to be decreasing, right? So you might double your tests, but you are hoping not to double the number of people you find. And that's actually what's happening in a lot of states, especially states like New York and New Jersey and Rhode Island. They have really ramped up their tests, but they've also been really good at containing the epidemic. And so their positivity rate, which is basically the ratio of positive cases to the total number of cases, is dropping. That's not the case in Texas. In Texas, the positivity rate is increasing, meaning the more you test, you don't just find a proportionately the same number of cases, you're finding a higher rate. So this is not exactly the numbers from Texas, but if you double the rate and you find now suddenly triple the number of people that you found, that's really disconcerting. And the COVID positive rate for Texas is increasing, which really is worrisome. This could mean two things. Number one, if you just still have exactly the same testing sites as you had before, and you're finding that positivity rate is increasing, that means you are probably seeing an outbreak. There's another scenario, and I think probably two are going on. If you suddenly add testing sites to areas where you previously were in testing, but actually have infections going on, and you start testing there, positivity rate might go up. Basically, what you're finding there is also disconcerting. That means that you had a major problem on your hands. You just weren't aware that you did. So either way, the positivity rate does suggest that something is going on that you either weren't aware of or that something new is happening, but neither one of these scenarios are good.
All right, Texas, Florida, Arizona, all seeing record cases almost day after day, it seems. North Carolina and Georgia, too. Is that a function of not paying attention to the recommendations? Why the spikes in those states?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting when you look at the patterns in terms of how the disease is spreading. The state that had been hard hit by the epidemic in the spring are the ones where, even despite all the increases in testing, their cases are actually dropping. But the states that didn't have much experience with the epidemic in the spring is where the disease is really spreading. What I think is going on is simply that when the economies are reopening and the stay-at-home orders are being lifted, people interpret it very differently. Those who have had the experience with this disease are still cautious. They still will try to social distance. They still prefer to engage with each other in open air. They are probably much more willing to wear masks. And when they do have any symptoms, they know what the symptoms are. They are probably much more likely to stay away from others. States where you have not had that kind of experience, I expect that people just think, oh, okay, now we're done. We can go back to normal. But there is, the old normal doesn't exist. Until we have a vaccine and everybody has been vaccinated, until we have herd immunity, there is no old normal. There's no going back to that. We have a new normal, and it's just a matter of whether people can adjust to that new normal. And I think there's differences across states in how well they're adjusting to it.
Just to help us understand, when we see all of these headlines, whether we're listening to the radio, watching TV, reading the papers, looking online, we see all of these numbers floating around. Mm-hmm. Is positivity the number we should watch more closely than the others? What should we keep an eye on?
I would definitely keep an eye on the positivity rate, because it basically adjusts for the number of for the level of testing, and also hospitalization rates, because that is ultimately what shows whether our healthcare system is getting taxed. So I would say those are the two key measures to look for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.